If you live in Petersburg, or if you spent any time here during the first couple weeks of June, you're probably familiar with this sound. That's the helicopter from the Ketchikan-based SOF Air. Owner and pilot Ken Batten was contracted by the Forest Service to sling rock, concrete steps, and gravel up to the Raven Trail. The operation is straightforward, but certainly not easy. The helicopter is dangling a long cable with a hook on the end, allowing it to lift up pallets, bags, and hoppers full of material. Down in the rock pit, Sam Breitzman is in charge of rigging, connecting the cables to the goods.
And then the hoppers, making sure the hoppers are filled, making sure there's gravel bags, and just staying on schedule with everybody on the hill.
Getting the material out of the rock pit is the easy part, relatively speaking. On the other hand, lowering several tons of material through dense, tall forests is a whole other matter. That's where crew leader John Swada comes in. Fortunately, this isn't his first rodeo.
So I heard you've been doing this sort of work for quite a while.
Yeah, I had my 30-year anniversary about a month ago.
Swada of Ketchikan oversees several employees from Oregon Woods, the company contracted to rebuild the trail. Lee Faust, one of those workers, says he's been with the company for 15 years. It's intense work, to be sure, spreading out gravel dumped from a helicopter, but Faust says that's all part of the appeal.
Oh yeah, that's what we love, though. We love the energy and jumping in and spreading it real quick and looking out for hazards above, and, you know, we like to stay safe but have a good time.
Hunter Hansen, another crew member, says it's good to be back working in Southeast Alaska.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, I've been up a few other times before. We worked on the White Sulphur Hot Springs job 4 or 5 years ago, and it's not my first time, but yeah, I love it up here.
And finally, there's Nick Shondell. This is his first major trail project.
I'm just trying to, you know, take advice from these guys and kind of do what they tell me, you know. Yeah, trying to stay productive and stay out of the way if necessary.
Up on the trail, the atmosphere is lighthearted as the crew jokes around while working. But as soon as the roar of the helicopter approaches, everyone snaps to attention. This is the most delicate and most dangerous part of the process. First, John Swada hails the chopper with a super bright flashing light. The pilot then does his best to lower down directly onto the light, in this case inching a hopper filled with about 2,200 pounds of gravel through a narrow opening in the spruce and hemlock canopy. The hopper snaps off a couple branches on the way down, and the rotors kick up a small windstorm, blowing moss off tree limbs and sending the Devil's Club flailing around like a bunch of spiky whips. Once the load gets low enough to grab, Swada, Hansen, and Faust run in and swing it into position, while Shondell, the spotter, keeps his eyes up. Hansen hauls on the trigger, using his full body weight to release the gravel, which comes rushing out in a matter of seconds. Then, Swada radios the all clear, and the three of them dive for cover, as the hopper swings back up into the sky. With the helicopter clear, the crew has just a few short minutes to rake the gravel into place before the next load arrives. It's an intense and potentially dangerous maneuver, but Shondell says the project is in good hands.
Usually it goes pretty smooth, but then when there's big trees, it can be a little hairy. Yeah. But these guys are pros, so yeah, definitely.
Sure looks like it.
Oh, definitely.
The crew will repeat this maneuver every 4 minutes or so, all day long, with a few longer breaks thrown in when the helicopter pauses to refuel. They're on one of those breaks now, and they rush to get a snack in while they can.
He's gonna be back here in a couple minutes.
So you're trying to get through that apple as quickly as possible.
Exactly.
They usually get about 9 feet of gravel per hopper, and they're hoping to cover around 800 feet of trail today. That works out to about 90 helicopter trips. But they're getting close to the 1 mile marker, meaning they've only got a few more days of flying left. After that, they'll continue putting the stones, concrete steps, and other elements into place. The trail work is expected to last into next summer. But they're not done yet, and they can hear the helicopter cranking up again. They quickly stuff their snacks and get back into position. Swada flashes the light, the trees start shaking, and another 2,000 pounds of gravel comes swinging down through the canopy. Reporting in Petersburg, I'm Ari Snyder.